Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Well, let's get to our latest fashion tip, and we're going up top for it. Let's go to our fashionista, Andy Page, to talk about hair this week. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we are. We are going to talk about the side swept do that we continue to see over and over because it's award season. And this is a very easy thing to do, but I kind of want to offer a little caution and offer some instruction, because what usually happens is what we see during award season then translates for prom season and wedding and all of that, which is, you know, follows. So the side swept do has been, you know, really hot for a little while. And basically, you know, it's the retro do where you pull everything to one side and you expose your collarbone and your long neck and your cheekbone. I know you love to do this, don't you, Brooke?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's not like Deb and Napoleon Dynamite, right? I just want to clarify.
No. No, it's more like Veronica Lake, but there is ways to make it more modern, and we're seeing this at award seasons. And the way to make it more modern is to kind of give almost like a faux hawk feel to it, so you don't have to, you know, go Rihanna on us and shave half your head, but you can, you know, do a really tight French braid or a tight French twist along one side and around your ear and underneath, and then allow, you know, your locks to gather and waterfall or cascade down one side of your collarbone and your shoulder. And that's really hot. And again, we're seeing it for award season, but I want you to do the combo. That tight French twist or French braid is what gives it the toughness that's ultimately going to make it look fresh. So it's not just pulling it to the side, but it's adding like a do element to it. And I really think that's what makes it hot.
Okay, so do you have to have a friend do that, or can you do that yourself?
Yeah, I need a friend.
I need a friend too. I'm serious.
I need a friend. I mean, you can probably do the French twist yourself without a problem, but to do the kind of tight French braid that I'm talking about, you might want to enlist a helper, shall we say. But, you know, if you go to my Pinterest page, you'll see ways that you can do it. And, of course, there's always instruction on Pinterest and a lot on Google or on YouTube. You can find all kinds of things. But I have always found that to do something really cleanly as far as a French braid is concerned, it's nice to have an extra set of hands.
I got a weird question for you, though. Do you do it on the side that is the smaller side, like the opposite side of your part, or which side of your part do you do this on?
Well, that is a very good question. What you're going to find, and I find this in television when I work with all my clients, is you will find that your best side is usually the side that is on the passenger side that you drive, okay? So the sun actually beams down on you when you're driving, and it comes in on the driver's side. So most of us, our best side is the side that receives the less sun when we're driving, because that side tends to age the least. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So for most of us, the right side of our face is the most beautiful, the most useful, the most uplifted because of our exposure in a car and the way that our driver's side is. Of course, it's not the same in London, as I've gone over there and worked with clients over there, but it is the same here. So usually I like to take and expose that right side, because the right side of your face is usually the most useful, and it's usually the most uplifted.
Interesting. So it has nothing to do with your part.
Yeah, no, usually the right side is usually the best. Now, some people, you'll find that there will be an exception. But for, honestly, 90% of us, our right side is the best.
But you do want to have that be the side then where there's less hair, so that everything flows on the left side. And
that's
there's
right.
Where most of
that's
your hair
exactly
is.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that one is exposed, so that you look the most glamorous and beautiful and all that loveliness.
I'm doing it right now, my love.
Me too.
And I'm sure you look smashing. Good, Tommy. You take those locks and put them to the left, would you?
Thank you. I'm working on it right now.
To the left. Okay. Thanks, Andy.
You're so welcome, guys. And for more tips, go to my website, sensestyle.com. Pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. And, of course, follow me on Pinterest.
You're the best.
Okay, great question. I'm so glad you asked that.